This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and a special hello to listeners from WILS 1320 AM from Lansing, Michigan, joining the Paul Parent Garden Club, and also KFAR 660 AM in Fairbanks, Alaska. Isaiah, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have first this hour?
All right, first this hour, we have Elizabeth from Cape Cod, and she has a question about smart pots.
Elizabeth, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad to hear you and your wife are feeling better.
Thank you.
And my question was, we have some smart pots that we used last year, as well as one of those, not sure what they're called, but it's something that you put on the deck, and you can also grow plants on it. But we used some of them to plant tomatoes. We had black gold soil in there and some other things. And there was a slight touch of tomato blight. So I'm concerned about reusing the smart pots and the patio pot again after having had the blight. It wasn't very much of a blight, but it was a little bit of it.
Okay. What I do is this. I have the smart pots as well as some ceramic and some plastic, because I like to grow in containers. And in the spring, I'll take my wheelbarrow and I'll take some of the soil out of the containers, put it in the wheelbarrow, and I add some compost. I'll add some cocoa fibers. The people that make the black gold, instead of selling peat moss, they sell cocoa fiber. And that's the shell of the coconut. And cocoa fiber will last 3 to 5 years in the soil, while peat moss will last about 6 months. And they hold the same amount of moisture. So save yourself some money and get the black gold cocoa fiber. And then what I do, and you can do, there's a product made by Organic Lab. And it's called Organocide, and it's spelled O-R-G-A-N-O-C-I-D-E. And Organocide, they use a fungicide that was developed in France for the vineyards. And that particular fungicide is organic, and if you spray your soil and your plants at the time of planting, and then maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, a second time, and then another 2 or 3 weeks later, hit them again, it will take care of all the insects that would be attacking your tomatoes, but the fungicide will kill the late blight. And
oh, great.
Being that the smart pot is a fiber, just spray the fiber itself, the pot itself with it, and it will kill all of the spores that create late blight on contact. But this is a great product. It will take care of all of your diseases on, like, black spot on roses, powdery mildew, and your late blight that hits impatiens and your tomato plants. And that way you don't have to throw that container away, because the Smart Pot will last a good 5+ years. I've had mine for 6 years, and they look as good now as they did when I first started.
So, no, I don't have to dump all this, the soil that I use. I can, as long as I spray it with the organicide, I can reuse the soil?
Yeah, exactly. So what you do is condition the soil, add some compost, add some manure, and, you know, just to rebuild what it took out, and then take the organicide, and you can mix it in a watering can, water the soil with it, and it will kill all of the spores on contact in your ground. And then, just to be on the safe side, if there's spores in the ground near your Smart Pot, if you hit the plant twice, once in June and once in July, it will prevent the late blight from getting in contact with your plant and creating a problem on your tomatoes or impatiens.
Wow, that's great news. Thank you so much.
I thank you, and you have a great year.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you for the call, Elizabeth. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Dolores from Thelmas, Massachusetts, and she has a question about her fern.
Dolores, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Perry Garden Club. What's happening with your ferns?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I'm sorry, it's not a fern, it's a palm plant.
Okay, a palm tree.
Okay, mm-hmm. I have, and I've had it for a long time. Here's the question. I have two questions. This first one regarding the palm is, there's these sprouts that come out of this plant that have these little, look like baby peas on the stem, and they fall all over the floor. Is that part of the plant that I'm supposed to keep, or do I cut that off?
Okay. The little, like, pea-shaped objects that are falling from your plant is the palm tree produced a bloom, which most of us don't see because it blends right in with the foliage. And you don't need bees to pollinate it. It's pollinated by air movement. And it's actually seeds to start a new palm tree.
Oh.
So if you see a branch coming out, and it's covered with these little pods on it, you can just cut it right off and dispose of it.
Okay, so it's not affecting the plant if I cut it off.
Oh, no, no. Matter of fact, if you remove the seeds, remove the seed pods when they're young, it takes energy to make that seed viable and to make it mature. So if you notice it and they're really tiny and you cut it off, the energy that would have gone to them goes back to the plant to make your palm plant grow a lot better.
Oh, great. Okay. Because, I mean, I just cut them off because they're all over the floor. And
right.
Yeah, and the palm itself is pretty hard to maintain because it's gotten big and it's very hard to carry it. I have to, in the cold weather, carry it in the tub and water it that way. And it's just a really, I don't know, sometimes I wonder why I'm holding on to it. It's kind of tricky to maintain it and have it grow healthy, you know, because then it dries up. I get brown leaves coming through. I don't know if I got enough water, not enough water. It's kind of a tricky plant to maintain.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, if you're able to go south at some point, you'll notice that all of the palm trees, especially if you go to like Disney or places in Florida and you look at the plants, the older foliage that was made is brown right now. And it's, you know, it has a lifetime, just like our pine trees and our spruce, because that needle on the pine tree is only good for a 2-year period. The first year, it's nice and green, and it does its job. The following year, it will start to do its job, and towards the end of summer, it starts to turn brown, and it sheds. So it's not a permanent thing, and the palm is the same way. It gets rid of the older foliage, and it produces brand new foliage. And if you were to travel in Florida, for example, you would see that even the big mature palm trees has a cluster or a layer of dead palm foliage, and on top of that is brand new foliage that has developed that year or the year before.
Oh, I have another question.
Okay, why don't you hold on?
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. But you're doing everything okay, and it's okay. When you see the foliage is turning yellow and then brown, clip it off, remove it from the plant, remove the seed pods that form, feed it on a regular basis, and your palm will do wonders for you.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Dolores. Dolores, what was your second question?
Paul, my second question doesn't have to do with gardening, but I feel you're the best person to answer this question for me. Do you know the High Performance X-Hose Pro, those hoses that have been advertised on TV, and now I'm reading it from a leaflet, and it says here that stronger than ever, X-Hose Pro, Big Boss, and for 100 feet, it's $49.88, and that's at a discount store. Now, my question is, I've been telling my husband, gee, let's try this, let's try it, because the vinyl hose is one pain in the neck, and this seems like, wow, it's expendable, and then it rolls up without any problem. I thought, Paul, if you were to replace your hose, the question is, would you go and buy one of these?
I like that hose. Vinyl hose. Yeah.
No, yeah.
The vinyl hose is a lot less money, but the problem is this. If it's warm outside, it will work okay and it won't tangle. But if it's cool, that hose gets stiff and you get a lot of kinks in it and it breaks down a lot quicker. So the difference between rubber and vinyl makes a big, big difference. And this new expandable hose that coils up into a little ball is a lot better, because you will never, ever have a kink in it. And there's many days you drag out the hose, and by the time you get it set up, nothing's coming out. You got to walk back, and it's all twisted and curled, and there's kinks in it. And yeah, it gets very frustrating.
So you recommend it, huh?
Yeah, it's a good hose. And the main thing, like any other hose, you want to try and keep it out of the sun all day. So if you leave it in the hot sun and it gets sun from morning until sunrise, the rays of the sun will dry out the material and it will crack and it won't last as long. But when you're done with it, if you can put it in a shady area, it will last almost forever.
Okay, thank you so much, Paul. Thank you.
I thank you. You have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next, we have Shirley from New Hampshire, and she has a question about her garden seedlings.
Okay. Shirley, good morning. What's happening with your garden seedlings?
Good morning. I bought the black gold. Let's see, the potting soil. I bought a bag of that first. And okay. I put in my seeds, and they didn't seem to come up at all. And then I went back to Agway, and I bought a bag of the seedling mix, and I done them over. Well, most of them come up, and a lot of them didn't. But the ones that came up, now that those little bugs you were gnats.
They're like fungus gnats.
Yeah, the dirt is full of those, and I just don't know what to do about it to get rid of them. And I tried that yellow paper with the Vaseline, and that does not work for me. They don't seem to go onto it at all. And
they
you just touch the dirt or shake the little pot, and my seedlings, they're just laying on top of the dirt now.
The gnats are. The gnats are on the surface of your soil?
Yeah, you can see them. They crawl down into the soil, and you can't catch them or anything because they're so fast, but they are. They're right into the soil itself. And I was wondering what I could get for a liquid to pour in the soil to kill these worm and eggs off.
Okay. There's a couple things that you can do right off the bat. When your day is nice, take your tray outside and just kind of shake it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And the gnats will come out of the soil, and they'll be outdoors. That's step one.
And battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for soil and turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Shirley, and she's had a problem with fungus gnats that are in her seed trays. Shirley, one of the products that I've had very good luck, and I've even used it when I had a swarm of tiny, they look like fleas almost, on my deck last year. I used an all-season spray, and it's a horticultural oil. And what you would do, it comes pre-mixed in like a mister bottle. Mm-hmm. You spray your seed flats with it. And when the oil is in contact with the adult, the one that's flying,
okay,
it will cover its body with oil.
Uh-huh.
And it won't be able to breathe, and it will die within a couple of hours. If the oil coats the egg. So if you saturate the soil with it, it will coat the egg. The egg won't be able to hatch,
okay,
because it can't get any oxygen. And this all-season oil can be used on all of your indoor plants to take care of white fly, mealybugs, aphids. You can use it in the vegetable or flower garden. So it's a good general purpose insecticide without using chemicals, and mm-hmm. it will kill the adult and the eggs on a lot of plants.
Okay. So I just take and spray the whole thing, the plant and the seedlings and the soil bowl.
Right. And that way, if the insect has laid any eggs in your soil, the oil will get into the soil, it will coat the egg, and the eggs won't be able to hatch and create new fungus gnats.
Okay. Now, my rhubarb is up about maybe inch and a half. And when we got this real bad storm, I took and covered them over with a couple of buckets, and I was wondering if that was all right or not, and when should I start fertilizing them again?
If your rhubarb is up 2 to 3 inches, get some fertilizer on them now. The weather is up and down, and it's been a crazy year.
Yeah.
I was listening to the news. Pennsylvania, Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Georgia. They got a storm a couple weeks, 3 weeks ago, where it actually snowed. And 80% of the peaches in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and both North and South Carolina were killed by the cold weather and the snow that they got because they were really, really hot. And, for example, the Masters Golf Tournament coming up in another couple of weeks, it'll be the first time in many, many years that when you watch the tournament, a lot of people like me, I'm not a golfer, but I love watching the landscape. All of the azaleas are in bloom. The azaleas are all done blooming for the golf tournament. So if you make some changes, that should take care of your problem. But that all-season oil, it's a horticultural oil, and it will take care. As soon as you hit it, the oil will coat the body, plug up all of the pores, and the fungus gnats will die. Thank you. If you need some help, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Donna from Somerville, Mass., and he has a question about pruning.
Okay. Donna, good morning. How can we help you with your pruning? What type of a plant are you trying to control?
Hi, Paul. Actually, it's Dana, but anyway, this is regarding a mimosa tree.
Yes.
And last year I didn't get to prune it. I was away, and it grew like a weed over last summer, and now it's probably 20 feet tall. How much do I dare have taken off of that?
You can cut it back by 25%.
Really? Okay.
You won't kill it, and you want to do it before the new growth begins to open up on that plant.
Right.
So right now the plant is still dormant, and if you look closely on the branches, you will see little bumps on the branches, and those are dormant buds. And by pruning, you can create the shape that you want on your mimosa. You can control the height. You can control the spread. And you're going to end up with a plant that's going to be a lot thicker, and in the long run will be a lot more productive as far as flowers on that plant. So take your pruners, your loppers, and prune slowly. Cut a couple of branches here and there. Stand back. Look at it. Cut a few more. Stand back and work your way around the tree. And keep saying to the tree, I'm doing this for your own good. And
right. You'll
have a great, great looking plant. And then if you can feed it to help stimulate those dormant buds, get something like tree tone or holly tone, and that will really break those buds when the weather stabilizes, and you'll have a plant that will be a lot thicker because mimosa tend to be empty in the center of the tree, green on the outer edges. But by pruning it and feeding it, it will produce buds in the middle of the tree to wake up and start to grow branches, making it thicker and fuller.
Okay, great. One other question about the mimosa. I noticed during the summer, underneath on the ground, I have these little shoots that seem to have the same, that fern-like leaf that the mimosa has. Is that little mimosa shoots?
Yeah, because when you got that red flower, the red flower was pollinated by the wind and by the bees. It made a seed. The seed fell, and with the proper conditions, it made a brand new plant.
Right.
So if you can find them without the foliage, you could dig them. And what I would do, you know, they're only an inch or two in height, is I would grow them in a container for a year. And that way you're not out there with a lawnmower and you end up cutting them down. So dig some up, put them in pots, grow them for a year in the pot, and during the winter, put them in your tool shed or in your garage where there's no heat. And then in the spring the following year, dig a bed, plant it, put some mulch around it. And I always like to put like a green bamboo stick. That way I know where it is and I'm not likely to drive over it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But great. But that's how they make new plants from the seeds that fall from the mother plant.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up next, we have Dave from South Florida, and he has a question about his figs.
Dave, good morning. How can we help you with your figs today?
Hi, Paul. Well, I haven't really started growing them yet. My question is, I would like to try and grow a fig tree in a pot out in my lanai, and my questions are, can I grow it in a pot? And if so, what variety should I get? And then what do I do about water and sun and fertilizer?
Okay. Well, I live in Maine, and I grow figs. And what I have to do, because the climate is different, they stay outside until we've had a frost. The leaves come off the plant, and then I take my fig and I put it in my garage for the winter. I water them every now and then. There's no heat, so they stay dormant. And then in early April, normally, I can't do it this year because we have a little over 2 feet of snow still on the ground.
Yikes.
But I bring them out and I feed them. They do like to be fed. That was one thing that I noticed with mine. And I use the Espoma Grow, and I did it every 2 weeks. And the fig trees have gone, when I bought them, they were about 3 feet tall. They're now 5 to 6 foot tall. And while they're still dormant so that I can handle them, I prune the main leader off to make them get wider. And that way I can move them in and out of the garage without them getting too big. But just when I first started, the plant that was 3 feet tall was in a 12-inch pot. I've had the figs for 3 years now, and they're in a 24-inch pot. That way they don't dry out as quickly because they have a lot of foliage on them. And if you get a warm day, then you need to water more often. So a larger pot. And the other thing that you can do that will help you to cut back on the amount of water, that way if you go away for a week or 10 days, you don't have to worry about them drying out. Put some soil moist granules in the container, and it will help to retain moisture. So while you're away, you don't have to worry about the plants drying out.
And do I leave them in the sun down here all day, or in shade, or what?
In sun all day long.
Oh, okay. And then down
we
here,
were
will, they,
down,
will they produce fruit all year down here, or is there a certain time?
You get fruit that will come in July, and you'll have fruit July and August. We were down in Orlando 3 or 4 years ago, and we went to, God, I think it was Kew Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And they specialize in azaleas and camellias. And right in the middle of this garden in downtown Orlando, they had some figs planted in the ground. And it was, let's see, I think it was early April. and they were all in bloom, and there were some figs on them that were left over from the previous year, and they were brown and kind of mushy. But they did beautiful. I mean, these plants were just gorgeous, and they were sending shoots up all over the garden.
Okay. And is there a particular variety that I should look for?
The one that I've had the best results is called a brown turkey.
Brown turkey, okay.
And I'm sure if you go to a nursery, you could go maybe to like a Home Depot or a Lowe's. They may have fig trees with their fruit trees in that section.
Okay.
But I know that they do well. I've seen them. And as I said, I bought some. I planted them, and I grow them in containers because they won't be winter hardy in Maine. I put them in an unheated garage, and they do very well. But look for the brown turkey.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. So if you need some help, give us a call. Now, I know a lot of you are getting ready to feed the lawn, and the one thing you should do is have a soil test. Now, think how long you've lived in that home. Have you ever tested your soil? I'd be willing to bet that 90% of you never have. Well, Natural Alternative is willing to test your soil for free. All you're going to do is call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444. You talk with Dee, and she'll send you a bag. You put some sample of soil from around your yard. You send it back to her, and they'll test it and tell you what you need. Now, they have a great five-step, all-natural, with the beneficial microbes, soil fertilizer. And once you've used this for a year, you will not believe the difference of what your lawn used to look like. And the thing that's neat about Natural Alternative, when you buy the fertilizer from them, they'll take your name, your phone number, or an email address, and they will tell you when the right time is for you to apply your next application. No matter where you live, they'll determine it by the weather and where you live, and they'll notify you. Go in the garage, take out your second application, and put it down. So give them a call and have them test your soil. 800-989-5444. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Arthur from Cape Cod, and he has a question about his trees.
Okay. Arthur, how can we help you out today with your trees?
Yes, sir. Good morning. I just want to get an idea on what this gray fuzz is that I have coming up in a few of my trees. One is a decorative tree in the front, and I have one in the back, and it's, you know, when the branches get blown down, I saw these bursts of gray fuzz growing on it. Not all the trees, just a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the worms coming? The cinch bug? Not the cinch bug, but the other. Is that the precursor?
Oh, mean the gypsy moth?
Yeah.
No, it's
that's
not
that's
that.
What I'm concerned about, yeah.
How close are you to the ocean?
Well, I'm only about a mile or two from the ocean.
Okay. The green or the gray growth that's on your plant is caused by the weather, the humidity, and the sea breeze.
Okay.
And
yeah, we've got a lot of wind down here.
Yeah, so it's the moisture is blown in from the ocean, and you'll get that mossy type growth on your trees, and it's not affecting the growth of the plant. It's
using
the tree.
One tree seems a little thinner than the other one as we look at it now. Yeah, you know, as we look at it today, but there's no buds, no leaves on it or anything yet.
Right. It's nothing to be concerned of. Just to give you an idea. Many years ago, I worked at a nursery in Scituate on the South Shore,
and
we tried a new Christmas tree grower, and the trees came from Nova Scotia.
Right,
and when we got the trees, they had a green growth on them, and we were a little bit concerned. We called the grower, and he said, "All of the trees from Nova Scotia have this green growth on it, and it's caused by the ocean and by the weather that we have up here. It's nothing to be concerned with. It will not spread to your plants in your yard. It's just part of nature, and you living on Cape Cod with the ocean on both sides of you, you're more likely to get it compared to somebody who lives in Boston.
Okay.
So don't be concerned.
I appreciate that.
Okay, don't be concerned. Thank you. Everything is fine. It's just one of the little pieces of Mother Nature and how she survives in a condition like that. It's like going down south and seeing Spanish moss growing off of the trees. Have a great week, everybody.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.